Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Chuck Harmon. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Gorbis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bolger out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Glenn Gorbis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorbis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas strikes out. There goes Fondi. The throw from Bailey to Temple, and back to Kluszewski, who tags Fondi out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to third. Nuxhall moves to second. One out. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Chee-Ti reaches second base with a double. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker strikes out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Gorbis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorbis is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorbis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Harmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixis hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chiti hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Harmon hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Davis now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Glenn Gorbis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorbis is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorbis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker bunts towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Bolger moves to second. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bolger scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harmon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Ed Bailey. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Semenik now catching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Gorba settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mixes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Harmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Lane now pitching. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chee-T hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bolger strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Glenn Gorbis. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Post reaches second base with a double. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.